Barry Melrose coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll talk about the controversy last night in St. Louis. Sharks lead that series 2-1. Every day at 1 o'clock, we keep you posted on the Stanley Cup playoffs. Whether you like it or not, we're going to do it. We're going to make you hang in there and keep up on everything. And boy, there was quite the mess in St. Louis last night as the Blues lose on a very, very controversial play. So Barry Melrose at 1. We'll go to Lexington, Kentucky. We'll talk to Tim Corbin. That's where the Commodores are for their game tonight against the Wildcats. They start a 3-game final regular season series. So last weekend against Missouri was their final home regular season series, and they will end their regular season on the road tonight, this weekend in Lexington. It all starts tonight, so we'll talk to Tim Corbin at 1:30. He is out of his meetings. We'll find out if they were good meetings or not. He's Titans wide receiver Corey Davis. He's on the line with us. Corey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. How are things over at the facility?
Going real good. You know, we get some good work in. Just finished up here.
So what does Corey Davis do? I don't want football stuff, because I know you're in and out of football stuff now, and then
right. There'll
be a break until training camp and preseason. What do you do for fun?
I mean, I'm really a homebody. I play video games, obviously, you know, like every other player. Watch a ton of movies. Watch Thrones, Game of Thrones all the time. Always rewatching that.
Okay.
That takes up about half my life. Those episodes are long. Long episodes, but they're worth it, though.
So you are all in on Game of Thrones.
I'm all in on it. Yes, sir.
What, we're big into the movies. So you throw out that you like watching movies. Are there any suggestions?
Suggestions?
You see any good ones lately?
What was the last movie I seen?
Are you an Avengers guy?
Oh, yeah. That was actually the last one I seen. It was actually pretty good.
I was thumbs up. Now, Darren, surprisingly, he's got a youngster, too, and they have not gotten into these movies. No. I've watched a lot. We were very surprised. I thought it was very good, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's actually surprising because a lot of people didn't really like it, but I loved it. I thought it was pretty good.
I'm seeing things. Klay Thompson's walking out in the middle of it. That's crazy.
Right.
We're still trying to figure out how that happened. He must not have seen any of the movies before. Like, why would you not see it through if you've come that long?
That's what I'm saying.
I remember, Corey, us talking to you your rookie year, probably this time going into your rookie campaign. Now, it's not like we talk every week, but we've talked to you throughout the course now that you're going into year 3. Tell me if I'm off base or if I'm onto something. I just feel like talking to you now, you just feel a lot more comfortable with all of your surroundings than back then. Is that fair to say?
Yes, definitely. You know, just coming in and, you know, kind of getting that camaraderie with the guys and being able to work with them every day and, you know, learning some more about them and learning the playbook and actually getting out there and playing, you know, it kind of slows it down for you. And, you know, like you said, I'm a lot more comfortable. I feel confident in my game. So, I mean, I'm ready for this season. I know these guys are, too. We're looking forward to it.
What really changed for you? What is something, an area, whether it was, look, there's a lot of things that comes with now being, you know, a high pick, you know, fifth pick overall, being a pro. You got to do interviews like this, and people always talking to you, and then you got meetings and games. What is an area where that you feel like you've really gotten, but not, I'm not talking about on the field stuff, whether it's catches or stats, just where you feel like you've started to really excel and get really comfortable with dealing with day in and day out? Well, how would you answer that?
I would just say overall, just, you know, learning how to be a pro.
Okay.
Obviously, when I first got into the league, I was kind of still trying to catch the drift of things. But, you know, me, I'm actually learning how to be a pro, taking care of my body and, you know, managing my schedule to make sure that it's not extremely stressful, you know, because that first year obviously is a lot of things that hit you at once, and it kind of really stresses you out. But I feel like I'm definitely handling it a lot better. And you know, that first year I was kind of battling injuries and I couldn't really catch a rhythm. So, you know, that's kind of out of my head. And I can, you know, actually go out there, play fast and play confident and not have to worry about, you know, the injury or the hamstring thing in the back of my head.
Are you a goal-oriented guy? Do you set goals going into every season or no?
I do set goals.
Personal goals?
Yes, personal goals for sure. I feel like you kind of gotta have a goal. I definitely set my goals extremely high. You know, that may not be obtainable, but you know, those are my goals. And you know, if you don't set them high, then they're not really goals. You know.
You don't have to tell us, but is your extremely high goal, is it a certain number of catches? Is it a certain number of touchdowns, yards? How would you answer that? All the above?
All the above. I would say, obviously, the team goal has always been the Super Bowl. Always get to the end and play ball in January, February. So that's a goal that I could definitely say. And we're working towards that every single day. And I know these guys are confident, and we're going to keep working at it and go and get it. Do the best we can this season.
Titans wide receiver Corey Davis is on the line with us here on 102.5 The Game. And Corey, I'm curious how the early rapport is with some of the new guys. I think we all got a good laugh when Adam Humphries was getting in front of the fans for the first time, and he actually had to convince them that he is, yes, I am an NFL player. I play for the Titans.
I'm a receiver.
So how have you gotten along with him?
He's a good dude, man. He's my guy. He's come in, and he's been comfortable, with the offense from day one. And, he's got along with all the other guys in the room and on the team. And he's a vet. He's a pro. He knows how to go about his business. And like you said, he told me that story, actually. So it was pretty funny, him just going up to people or them coming up to him and, like, do you really play football? Like, what position are you? And he has to pull up the film, Google me, and all that. He's a baller, though, man. I can tell you that. And I'm excited to work with this guy.
So the new offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith. So what have you seen? He's been around, so you know him well. Do you expect drastic changes with the offense or just some minor tweaks?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's going to come in and do what he has to do. I don't feel like it's going to be drastic changes, but he's a guy that's fired up about his position, and he shows it every single day. And honestly, I'm excited for him, and I'm real happy to work with him because he's very smart. He knows obviously the game like no one I've ever met, and I think he's gonna do really good things for us. So I know a lot of these other guys are excited about it as well, so we're looking forward to him.
All right, do you keep an eye on the NBA playoffs?
I have been. It's actually been pretty good.
I think it has been too. So the question is now that the Warriors have gotten past the Rockets, can anybody give them a series? I want drama. I'm not rooting for any one team, but I want to see them get pushed to the limit here. And I was a little disappointed after game one against the Blazers here. What do you think? Have they got it? Are they going to cruise, or is somebody going to give them a good run?
I mean, they're definitely going to – I feel like them against Portland is going to go into seven, but I mean,
do you think so?
I feel like they're going to win it all. They just got too much depth. I mean, even without KD, they're still dominating. It's just, I don't know. It's unreal. Their team is too good. They're too lethal.
But you think they're going seven?
I think they're going to seven though with Portland. Yeah, okay. Portland will give them some go for sure.
What do you think of Giannis when you watch him? A lot of casual fans are probably just really going to focus on him for the first time because he's been playing. He's just – his star is rising, but what a unique player.
He's just an animal. He's a dog. He goes out and he competes. I love watching that guy because he is relentless. He shows it, defense, offense. He goes out there and he does what he has to do to put his team in the best position to win. And I got a lot of respect for guys like that, and he's just a straight dog.
Your teammates, who do they tend to root for? Are they rooting for the Warriors or against the Warriors?
It's honestly all over the place. But, I mean, I feel like most of the guys know that the Warriors are, they're too lethal. Their team is just – they're too good. It's going to be really hard to beat teams like that. They play together, and, it shows every single day, every single time that they play.
Last thing, Corey, you guys finished 9-7, and the year prior it was good enough to get in the playoffs. This past season it wasn't. Everybody feels like the division is getting better. In fact, this division was kind of a laughingstock for a while, and now you could probably make the argument it's the best in the AFC, top to bottom. What is it going to take? You've now been in that room for a couple seasons. You're going into year three. What is it going to take for you guys to take the next step, in your opinion? Double-digit wins. How about that?
Definitely, but we just obviously got to focus on the small things, the smaller details. We got the talent. There's no question about that. But we just gotta go out there and show it. And be consistent. Every Sunday, week in and week out. And I feel like we're definitely capable of doing that. But we got to put some work in, and that's what we've been doing this offseason. And we're gonna continue to do that for sure.
Good stuff. Hey, always appreciate you joining us. Good to talk to you. Enjoy some time off here in a bit, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Of course. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, you do the same. That's Titans wide receiver Corey Davis, and we do appreciate him joining us. Willie, you're going to tell us about boats, and on the other side, we'll go to Memphis.
All right, let's tell you about boats. This is a beautiful day, and this is such a great time of the year, and this is when the Nashville Boat Club really starts to thrive. From here all the way through the hot months of the summer and all on into the fall, this is the season. And this is the 13th season that they've had the Nashville Boat Club up and running, and it has become such a great system that has worked for all of their members because the members realize that this is the best deal. You're going to save money over the long term as opposed to owning, operating, upkeeping a boat, all the maintenance and the hassles. You get rid of all that, and you have at your disposal the fleet of boats that the Nashville Boat Club has. They have pontoons. They have fishing boats. They have the speed boats, the wakeboards and things like that. If you like to get into the skiing or the wakeboarding, the inner tubing, that's what my family lives to. The kids love getting on there with their friends and just we just drag the inner tube and they go wild out there. We've created all kinds of great memories that last a lifetime, and that's what it's all about at the Nashville Boat Club. So if you like what you hear, if you like getting out on the water, this is what you need to do. Schedule a tour, 232-9100 for the Nashville Boat Club. Or go online at nashvilleboatclub.net. You can take a virtual tour there and then make the next move and get out there and check it out because it's very simple. You love just emailing. You make your reservation. They give you the time to come in. Boom. You show up. Everything's ready for you, and you're out on the water having all kinds of fun. So don't buy a boat. Join the club, nashvilleboatclub.net.